There are about 460,000 refugees in the neighbouring areas, Cameroon, Chad, Democratic Republic of the Congo and Republic of the Congo.
And they can play no part in the elections?
Well, originally it was envisaged that they would be able to vote in the elections, and this was in the draft electoral bill. But when it went before Parliament, all the sections about refugees voting were taken out. So now, effectively, they will not be able to vote in the elections.
And the point is, a lot of these refugees are Muslims. Can you maybe take that on a bit?
Yes, we estimate about 80% are Muslims. And, of course, they were keen to come back and take part in elections as part of the reconciliation process. But this will come as a blow, and it will be a setback for national reconciliation and for peace.
Because the conditions for them to return are not at all safe.
Yes, that's right. That's why we advise that they should be allowed to take part in elections overseas. But they need to build confidence, and having refugees able to vote in the elections, that is definitely a confidence-building measure, which would encourage refugees and would encourage reconciliation and peace.
And what's the feeling among the refugees? Have they heard this development? What's their feeling?
Well, I can tell you that we were involved in facilitating their expected participation in the elections in the different countries. And they were very happy to hear about that they would be able to take part in the elections. Now, that's not going to happen. So we are trying to gauge their reaction now.
And do you have any contact with the government? What's the next step? They must know that there's general confusion, perhaps, at this latest development.
Yes, well, we were invited by the National Electoral Authority to help with the drafting and advice on the electoral bill. And so we have been in contact with them, and we are in contact with the government, just as our partners are, including the UN Stabilisation Mission in the country. So we will continue to advocate that refugees be allowed to vote and that this is changed.